This is a sicha from Yom Hei Parshas Vayeshev, Yud Tes Kislev, from the year Tafshin Ches Yud, December 12th, 1957. Okay, the Rebbe. This was about 7 years after the Rebbe became Rebbe. Okay, so let's hear what the Rebbe said. We'll start from where it says Aleph. He quotes from his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe. Kasher Rabbeinu Hazakein Yashav B'Tfisa. The Alter Rebbe was in jail, 1798. Yeah. So there was a interrogator in the jail who asked him questions, and it happens to be that this interrogator in the jail was a baki in Tanakh, Malumad bin Yani Yahadus. He was knowledgeable. He knew. I'm not sure if he was a Jew. Maybe he was a Jew. Maybe he was a off the derrick Jew. I don't know. But the main interrogator was not present. And it says here the Mamali Makomo Shel Hasar, the assistant warden or whatever, was a baki in Tanakh, Malumad bin Yani Yahadus. So he would talk to the Alter Rebbe, who he was holding in captivity. So Achas HaShelos, Shehifne El Rabbeinu HaZakin, Haiso Odos Perish HaPasuk. One of the things that he asked the Alter Rebbe about, he was asking him all of his Tanakh questions. So he said, I always wondered about this Pasuk. What Pasuk? Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam, Vayomer Lo Ayeka. Nope, where's that Pasuk? Bereishis Perek Gimel. Right? Hashem calls out to Adam Arishon. After Adam realizes he's naked and he's hiding, Vayomer lo ayeka, where are you? Where are you? Vichilo yada kadosh baruch hu hecha nimtza Adam Arishon. No. So this warden, this assistant warden, said to the Alter Rebbe, well, God didn't know where Adam was. Shalachin shalo so ayeka, he asked him, where are you? No. That's what the Alter Rebbe say. You want to learn a pasuk in Chumash? Where do you start? Rashi. So he told him Rashi's pshat. Kasher Rabbeinu Hazakin Heishev Lo Pi Perish Rashi. And Rabbeinu Hazakin, when the Alter Rebbe responded by giving him Rashi's pshat, anyone remember Rashi's pshat? Why did Hashem ask Adam, Ayaka, where are you? It's a good way to start a conversation, especially when someone's in big trouble. You don't want to startle them. Right, Rashi says he didn't want Adam to panic. Right, so he didn't just come out screaming at him, punishing him. Hashem said, where are you in the world? Right, to ask him, let him slowly warm up to the fact that he's caught. Okay, so that's the first thing that Alter Rebbe said. Amar lo Hasar, so the officer in the jail, says to him, he says, Perusho shel Rashi yodeani. I know what Rashi says. I'm not interested in Rashi. Aval ritzoni lishmo pshat me Rebbe. I want to hear a pshat from the Rebbe. Tell me your pshat, Alter Rebbe. So the Rebbe said the following thing. Anyone know this maisa? You've heard this maisa before? No one's heard this story?
I might have heard it.
It's a famous maisa. But we'll see what the Lubavitch Rebbe Darshan is. It's beautiful. But Anu Lo Rabbeinu Azakim, so the Alter Rebbe said, Kasher Adam Hu Begil Misuyam. This morning is pre-learning for Brengen that we had for the last. It was a good hakdama to this piece. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Listen. He said, the Alter Rebbe said to him, Kasher Adam Hu Begil Misuyam. When a person is a certain number of years old. Lamashal, kach v'kach. Let's say he's 22, 44, 65. Now, what was amazing is that the Alter Rebbe said the exact age of this fellow. He didn't know, but he knew with the Ruach HaKodesh. He said, imagine a person, again, I have no idea how old this gentleman was, right? But he says, Lamashal, imagine a person is, and he said, B'nakvos ha-mispar ha-shanim ha-meduyak shel asar. And he said the exact age of this officer. Imagine a person is 47 years old, right? So the officer is, kind of like, oh, that's how old I am. So, Shoa lo so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just Hashem asking Adam Arishon, where are you? But a person at every stage of life, whatever age you are, whatever stage you're up to, whether you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, or 40, and everything in between, I'm 40, I think I got all of you, no? Who's the oldest here? John, you're the oldest?
Zaydi,
Zaydi.
Who's the youngest?
Yeah, who's the youngest? Probably you.
Oh.
No?
I'm 20. January 17th.
Anyone 19?
I just turned 19.
Shlomo is 19. You could be his older brother.
Enjoy your youth.
Yeah. So he said, imagine a person is X number of years old. So Hashem asks you, Ayeka. Hashem says to a person, where are you? Hashem says, where are you holding? Hashem says, where are you holding? The question of Ayaka is not where is your geographical location. The question of Ayaka is you have to ask yourself at every stage of life, what is the tachlis of my existence? What am I doing here? Why am I here? Why did I come to this room this morning? Why am I in Yeshiva University? Why did God put my neshama on earth? What am I striving for? What are my goals? What are my aspirations? What do I need to do? What's my mission? What do I need to do in the world? And what have I already done? Essentially, he was saying to this, this warden who's keeping him in captivity, he's like, make a cheshbon nefesh, right? What's your life? Your life is locking up people, many of them innocent people. You're locking me up for the crime of what? For teaching Torah? This is the tachlis of your life. God's not talking to Adam Rishon. God's talking to you. He's saying, Ayeka, what are you doing? What is the point of your life? What are you doing with yourself? Right? What do you need to do, and what have you already done? So now, the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, explained. Okay, this is Lubavitch Rebbe from Menachem Mendel Schneerson, quoting from his father-in-law, the Friedrich Rebbe. V'siyam quote Kedushas Moirichami. My Rebbe, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, who he himself referred to as the Lubavitch Rebbe, the one who we call the Lubavitch Rebbe, the seventh Rebbe. I refer to his father-in-law as the Lubavitch Rebbe. We call the seventh Rebbe the Lubavitch Rebbe. We call the previous Rebbe the Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Rebbe. So the Friedrich Rebbe explained, the Rebbe Rayatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe. He explained, Haman Neshel Rabbeinu Azakin La'asar, Hitzil Oso. What was this strange conversation? When the Alter Rebbe said to the warden, right, a person needs to ask himself, what is the purpose of his existence? He saved himself. Saved who? As Rabbeinu Azakin, he saved himself. The Alter Rebbe saved himself from what? Look at this. Mekalos ha-nefesh, from the expiration of the soul. You know why? You'll see, he's going to explain it. The Alter Rebbe was scared he was going to die in jail. Die from what? Die from being held in captivity, not enough food, not enough water, conditions that were unsanitary. What was he worried about? He was worried, said the Friedrich Rebbe, this conversation kept him grounded in this world, as he's going to explain, because he was afraid that he nearly was going to die from kalos ha-nefesh, from the expiration of the soul, where the neshama leaves the body because what? Because it feels that what? It's accomplished its mission, or an awesome state of spiritual ecstasy. What was the Alter Rebbe so happy about being in jail? Ki Rabbeinu Azakin hayu b'simcha gedola al kach shezacha l'sheves b'tfisa u'limsur nafsho al Torah sabal shemto v'harav hamagid. Because the Alter Rebbe was overjoyed by the fact that he had the opportunity to what? To really fight for chassidus. To be thrown into a dungeon. In order to be moser nefesh for the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and for the Maggid of Mezrich, whose yard site is today. He was so happy. There was a sense of almost like completing his mission in this world. That they're locking me up because I'm trying to spread the wellsprings of chassidus. The Alter Rebbe was overjoyed by the fact that he was prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice because he believed in this Torah so much. El Shabishah, turn the page, El Shabishah, she is bonim, Shakadish Baruch Hu Shal, Eitzel Kol Adam. When the Alter Rebbe, he had this conversation with the warden, and he said, Hashem is asking every person, what is the purpose of your life? How did that save the Alter Rebbe's life? It's a very deep idea. How did that keep him grounded in this world? When Hashem asks Ayaka, not just to the assistant warden of the jail, but when Hashem asks every person, Ayaka, whether you're a 20-year-old guy in yeshiva and in college, or whether you're a 40-year-old man who's, trying to teach in yeshiva, or whether you're the Alter Rebbe who's trying to mold the entire Hasidic movement, right? When a person realizes that I'm here in this world for a reason, he takes a chrayas to live. In Alter Rebbe, on a certain level, his neshama was ready to fly back at him. To fly back to Shemayim. The Rebbe said, even though I feel on a certain level this is like my ultimate accomplishment, and I'm overjoyed that I was Moser Nefesh for Torah's Baal Shem Tov, and he was ready to die from a state of spiritual ecstasy, but the Alter Rebbe with great achrayah said, I have more to do. I have to live. The same way I'm telling this warden, this interrogator in the jail, he needs to make a more meaningful life for himself. Alter Rebbe was saying the same thing to himself. Alter Rebbe was saying, Baal Tanya. He was saying, there's more to do. I am also as mashit tzarech lasos. Have I done what I need to do? Hareitz, when he asked that question, Hareitz a pol a love lishaer lamata. That inspired the Alter Rebbe to remain in this world. Neshama beguf, a body and a soul united. Ulifol esa anyanim shibishvilam yarda neshmasa lamata. He said, I have to stay here, committed to what? Gotta keep at it. Gotta keep up my holy work. Even though on a certain level, his neshama was ready to leave his body. Okay, this was the conversation, again, that the Alter Rebbe had with the warden, and this was the Friedrich Rebbe's interpretation. That when he asked him Ayeka, he was also asking himself Ayeka as a means of grounding himself in this world. I have more to do in this world. My mission's not done. The same way Rebbe Akiva, you know, on his deathbed said, I've been waiting my whole life for this moment to make this sacrifice for being a Yid. So the Alter Rebbe, in a sense, his neshama said, my purpose in this world is to make the sacrifice, to fight tooth and nail, to be prepared to be thrown into a prison for Torah's Baal Shem Tov, for Hasidus. But then he said to himself, but there's more to do. Ayeka. I'm not done. I haven't finished my mission yet. Amazing idea. Inyan shemisrachesh eitzel nisienu rabosenu akadoshim shenasi veroa yisrael siper umasar lanu mahava hora litzon mariso la'adas hachasidim val yadim l'chol b'nei yisrael. So he says, the Inyan of a Rebbe, right, the Inyan of a leader, right, is that he tries to direct his flock. Right? So we need to ask ourselves, you know, what is the relevance for us? So this is what the Alter Rebbe had a conversation, and this is how it helped him in his captivity. But we sort of have to ask, like, what is the relevance for us? Kol Yehudi tzarech ladas sha'ashela ayeka, sho'olim tamid etzel kol echar. We have to learn this story not as just the warden, right, who is using his authority to inflict harm on a tzaddik as needing a cheshbon nefesh, or the Alter Rebbe who had reached such a high level but still needed a cheshbon nefesh to stay grounded in this world. Every Jew, ba'asher hu sham, wherever you are in life, may agadol shebegedolim ad dekatan shebektanim. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, every one of us has to ask ourselves this question of Ayeka. It's part of the question the Ner Hanukkah asks us. The Gematria of Ayeka is 36. There are 36 Neros. And part of the question we have to ask is, am I a Mosif Aholich type of person? Right? The menorah, every night, I'm trying to add a little more. We learned last week how Yavan pulls us down, 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 and we have to say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We have to lift ourselves up, up, up. So part of what the Neros are asking of us is, am I increasing the light in the world? Am I doing my part to illuminate the world? Do I know what my purpose is? What am I living for? What are my goals? My goal is just to graduate, just to get a job, just to make enough money, just to drive a certain type of car. What are the goals? What are my spiritual goals? What's my achrayus to the world? A chassid once came to the Alter Rebbe and said, you know, he said, Rebbe, I don't know my purpose in this world. Right? So the Rebbe said, the way to ask a question is you have to ask yourself like this. Don't ask yourself, what do I need? That's a very selfish question. The way to ask the question is to ask yourself, what am I needed for? That's how you have to ask the question. Where is there a void in the world? This is what Alter Rebbe said to a chassid one time who came to him and said, he said, I don't feel that I have what I need. I don't know what I need. So there was a donut, you're asking the question all wrong. It's not what do I need, it's what am I needed for. Look at the world, find something broken, and go fix it. Right? That was the derech of all the tzaddikim of Chabad. To try to increase that light. So the question of Ayeka that Hashem asked the first man, Adam HaRishon, right, is the question we all have to live with every single day of our life. But the question is asked to each person in an age and stage appropriate way. So the way the question was being asked by the Alter Rebbe to himself, or Hashem to the Alter Rebbe, is different than the way it's asked by us. For one type of person like the Alter Rebbe, you know what Ayeka asks of you? Lihimanami kalos hanefesh. Don't die. Don't give back your soul in a state of spiritual ecstasy. I don't think that's our problem. I don't think that's our answer to Ayeka. Right? You have more of a shlichus in this world. That's how the question is asked to one person. The Rebbe says in the next paragraph, "Eitzel echad," but by another person, "Tovim b'she'ela ayeka, shelo lahashkias atzmo b'taivos." For another person, ayeka is, why do you spend so much time on your phone? Why do you always come late to davening? Right? Why don't you pay more attention during shir? Why do you forget to say asher yatzar when you go to the bathroom? Those are also ayeka questions, right? For different people. Right? Why do you always speak lashon hara? Why do you keep falling into the same taivos over and over and over again and not setting up any type of shmira to protect yourself? Right? So for one person, ayeka is the highest type of ayeka. Right? Where are you? In other words, stay in your body in this world because you have a shlichus. For another person, the Rebbe said it's shelo lashkias atzmo b'taivos, not to be sunken in the dirt. Kim l'schazik b'liba Torah v'kiyum mitzvos. For another person, just ayeka means, why do you learn so little? You have a lot of free time. Ayeka, you said Shana Bed, you were going to learn night sitter. You haven't. So ayeka, where are you? That's for one person, that's their ayeka. Right? For another person, it's getting out of bed in the morning. Each person has their own ayeka. Utviya zuma have nesinas koach, shekol echad yuchal lamale avodasa. But then the Rebbe says, this demand, this question itself gives you the strength that you need. Because the fact that Hashem says to you, what's with you, is another way of Hashem saying, I believe in you. I believe you have more potential, more energy, more possibility. I'll tell you a gvaldik Torah that my brother Josh shared with me this morning on my ride into Wayo. There's these beautiful volumes that they put out called Hisvadus, Verbrengens. So the Rebbe's Shriach in Antwerp, of Shabtai Slavatiki. So there's a volume of his Torahs. So he has a piece. He says, "What do we know about Adam Arishon? What do we know? You know the color of Adam Arishon's hair? Shai, you know the color of Adam Arishon's hair? I don't know. You know the color of Adam Arishon's eyes? You know what Adam Arishon liked to eat for breakfast? You know anything about Adam Arishon? What do we know? One thing about Adam Arishon, that he's created B'Tselem Elokim. What does it mean to be created B'Tselem Elokim? He's not created B'Tselem Hashem. He's created B'Tselem Elokim." What does Elohim mean? You open up a Shulchan Aruch, and it tells you, Elohim, when you say the name Elohim, right? When you say that name of Hashem, you're supposed to think about the fact that Hashem is Baal HaKochos Kulam, that Hashem has all the power in the world. So if a person is created B'Tselem Elohim, that's all we know about Adam HaRishon. That's the common denominator between all human beings. Right? I would say even more so for us, that we're even more like Hashem than the average human being, because we're Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. But the only thing we know is that what? Is that we're created B'Tselem Elohim. That just like Elohim means a creative power to do awesome things, Baal HaKochos Kulam, that means every one of us has the ability to create, to do awesome things. So Ayeka, so where are you? Like, when are you going to do it already? Are you doing it? Maybe you aren't doing it. Maybe you can do it a little better. Maybe you're not doing it. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And the fact that Hashem kind of says that to us and tells us we're created B'Tselem Elohim, so that gives us the ability, to what? To actually go out and do it. Then he writes in this piece, he says, what was the Cheder Meraglim? What was the Cheder Meraglim? What was the worst thing they said? You know what the worst thing they said was? The worst thing they said is that we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. That was the worst thing they said. That was the most offensive thing that they said. You want to talk bad about the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Hashem can handle it. You want to say the land is, the enemies are big? It's true, the enemies are big. You want to say I'm nothing but a lowly little grasshopper? Then Hashem says, no, I'm not, that's not okay. That's not cool. I can't tolerate that. Because that's not true. You're created B'Tselem Elohim, that means you have awesome power, you have tremendous energy, you have tremendous kochos. So if you can't figure out how to get up for davening, no, that's not, Hashem says, I don't believe that. It's too hard for me. Hashem says, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I know how I created you, and I don't believe that. Don't tell me you're a grasshopper. It's not true. You're not allowed to say that about yourself. So the ayeka of all of world history, again, is challenging a person and at the same time giving you the koach by saying, where are you? Hashem is saying, you're supposed to be somewhere. You're supposed to do something. Yeah. Yeah, because that's the right, of course. Because, of course, when you know who you are, that can go to your head in the wrong way. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Right? The world was created for me, and at the same time, I have to maintain my humanity. Because at the end of the day, it's not my energy, right? Shlucho shel Adam kamoso. Hashem is sending me on a mission, so I'm using His kochos. The same way if someone sends you to give a ring to a girl and say Hareya mikudeshes liyankel, yeah, so you're just acting in place of Yankel, right? Your shlucho, the shlucho, the messenger of a person, is an extension of that person. So it's not really my energy, right? It's not me. Hashem has empowered me, but I still got to do my shlichus. So that's the balance. The balance is I have to take myself seriously enough to believe that I'm created with Selam Elokim, and I can do. I have to answer the call of Ayeka, but I have to do so in a way of humility at the same time. I think that's the pshat. Okay, says the Rebbe in Os Gimel, bottom of page 207. Odos Shaychusa Shal Hasheila Ayeka LeMaasaro Shal Admor Hazaket. So this is what makes Lubavitch the greatest. This is what makes the Tzaddikim of Chabad the greatest, because they darshan everything. Everything is Torah. What's his question? Why did the Alter Rebbe have this conversation, right, about Ayeka, which is an awesome idea? Right? But why did it have to happen when the Rebbe was sitting in jail? Meaning, in other words, how does Ayeka, this question, connect to Yotes Kislev? Because Yotes Kislev is a celebration when the Alter Rebbe got out of jail, which was seen by Tzaddikim as a simen min hashamayim, right? That Hasidus is going to win, that it's going to go free. That it's going to be released from its captivity. That the opposition against it is going to be what? It's going to be fierce, but it's going to be overcome. So why, Dafka, did this teaching come out, right, of that experience? What is the connection between Adam Arishon's Ayeka from Hashem and Yotes Kislev, is what the Rebbe is asking. So he explains, Ma'asaro shal admor hazakin bo mitzara kitrug, shayaoz al giloi rozin de oraisa, sodos ha-Torah, Torah's ha-chasidus. Why was the Alter Rebbe put into jail? I'm not talking about on an Olam HaZadik level. On a transcendent level. On a spiritual level. How did the Alter Rebbe end up in jail? Because there was a kitrug, there was an opposition, a spiritual opposition in Shemayim, that he was revealing too much the secrets of Torah. Torah Sachasidus. Torah Sachasidus is built on Sodas HaTorah, it's built on Kabbalah. And Chasidus takes the deepest teachings of all and makes them accessible to the masses. So there was a kitrug, there was a complaint, a spiritual complaint. You can't take the deepest Torah and just pass it out and give it away to anyone and everyone. That's a perversion of this is a secret Torah, it needs to be guarded. The secret's supposed to be kept as a secret. You can't share the secret with everyone. That was the opposition in Shemayim, so to speak, to Chasidus. Okay, turn to page 208. Kasher Rabbeinu Hazaken Gila Upirsem Razin de Razin de Oraisa. When the Alter Rebbe revealed the secrets of the secrets, the deepest secrets of the Torah, l'chol b'nei Yisrael, to all Jews, b'kach shehem shicham v'horidam b'seichel v'chabad shal nefesh ha'lokis. In other words, he took the loftiest concepts and he made them understandable according to human intellect, according to the chabad of a person's nefesh ha'lokis, according to the seichel of a person. He took the loftiest ideas that really we should never be able to understand, and he gave us a way of accessing them, of understanding them, lefi madrega seno, according to our level. Shal yedeze nimshachim v'yordim gam b'chabad de nefesh ha-sichlis v'nefesh ha-bahamis. Again, he brought down these lofty ideas through various manifestations of the spiritual dimensions of a person. V'ad sheyifol v'yachtor gam es ha-guf ha-gashmi. With the ultimate goal, of course, of what? Of penetrating even into physicality itself. To take the loftiest ideas and have them manifest in the physical world. That not just my soul should know its place, but that my body should also understand its holiness, its depth. That it should be filled, I should look at my physical body and see it as a vehicle for Elokus. Right? This is what Chasidus does. It's not that body is body and soul is soul. It's about, no, it's Dira B'tachtonim. Let's build a physical structure. Let's make a physical bias for Shachanti B'socha. Let's make a house for Hashem. That's the ultimate goal of creation. V'asuli Mikdash for Shachanti B'socha. That's Hashem saying, I want to put my essence, my light, i.e. your neshama, in a body. Why would Hashem want to do that? Why would you want to put a chelek alokami mal, a piece kiviyachal of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, why would you want to put it into a human body? for all of our taivas and for all of our inconsistencies and for all of our lowliness. Why is that a goal of Hashem's? Because Hashem wants to show that even there my light permeates. Right? Even there is an expression of my light. So the revealing of the secrets of the Torah is taking, again, the same way that your neshama was taken from on high and thrust into your physical body, Chassidus takes the deepest Torahs from out there and brings them down to this world. Zainis ora al zeh kitrug milamala. So in a certain sense, right, when you do such a thing, there's a tremendous opposition, there's a complaint. Umitzad zeh nimshach kitrug b'maser lamata. So the same way that the Alter Rebbe on high was being accused of spreading secrets a little bit too far and wide, bringing them down to too lowly a place. So the same thing happened in this world. The tzaddik of the generation, the Alter Rebbe, was also taken down to a low place. He was put in captivity. Right? Mida keneged mida. You took the highest ideas and brought them down. So we're going to take you, the highest of Jews, the greatest of people, and we're going to bring you into a place, into a lowly dungeon. We're going to put you into captivity. However, the Alter Rebbe, of course, emerged from that dungeon, which means that at the end of the day, he was right. The same way that what? That the Alter Rebbe's physical captivity was reflecting, again, a complaint in Shemayim against him. So too, the freedom of the Alter Rebbe, when he got out of jail on Yotes Kislev, it was a sign, Mishamayim, that his work was approved. Shayezem ipnei shalamala nasnu rishus, koach v'tzivoy. Legalos razin de razin ad sechal anoshi. He was given rishus, he was given permission from on high to reveal the deepest secrets to the level of human intellect, to give people access to these ideas. Umitzad ze bo gam lamata gulas Rabbeinu Azaki and Vitoris al-Chassidus. And just like in Shemayim, they signed off on it, so too the Alter Rebbe came out of jail and Chassidus began, or continued, that much more so to spread. So it says the Rebbe, but let's put it together now, put the puzzle together. We have two little paragraphs left. We got to put it together. So what does this have to do with the Ayeka? Right? We asked, what is the Ayeka conversation between the Alter Rebbe and the assistant warden? How does that tie into this? Again, we had this conversation of the Alter Rebbe and the assistant warden, right, which was the conversation that Adam HaRishon and Hashem had in Gan Eden, which the Lubavitch Rebbe explained to us is the conversation that every Jew has with his Creator at every stage of life, where Hashem keeps challenging you, Ayeka, Ayeka, Ayeka. And that challenge makes you want to be bigger and also empowers you to be bigger. It's Hashem saying that you matter. And we explained that what was really going on in Yotes Kislev was sort of that moment where in Shemayim was decided that Chassidus is going to win, that it's going to spread. Because the opposition to Chassidus was, how do you take something so lofty and bring it down to such a low place? So reflecting that, the Alter Rebbe, this great tzaddik, was taken to a very low place. He was taken into captivity. But his freeing, his freedom from that place was a sign that in Shemayim, his mission was signed off on. In Shemayim, he was given permission to spread the secrets of the Torah. So how does that connect back to the Ayeka? So says the Lubavitch Rebbe. He says, Ella. Okay, six lines from the end of page 208. Ella shebishah shirabeinu azakim biyoso b'maymar shal kalos hanefesh. But just like the Alter Rebbe was at a point where his soul was about to expire. Right? He was about to leave this world. But then he heard his own question, Shama es ha-sheila she-sho'alim milamala. He responded, he heard the question that's asked of all of us from on high, Ayeka, which is what? Have you done your mission? Have you finished your job? Ha'im polu es kavanas ha-briya la'asos lo yizbarach dira b'tachtonim. Have you done your job to spread the light of Hashem, to create a bias for Hashem in the lower realms? And ha'reiz and no sein koach sha'tachtonim kafi shehem b'mitziusam yiyu dira la'atzmus. By asking that question, you create the possibility that the lower realms can become what? A dwelling place for the essence of Hashem. So too, the same way the Alter Rebbe on a personal level experienced what? He was ready to leave. Right? In other words, the question was on the Alter Rebbe himself, right? How does such a lofty neshama exist in this world? He was ready to go back up. But the Ayeka question told him, no, I gotta keep bringing it down. I gotta stay in this world to do more work. So that's the very process by which he spread Chassidus, to take those lofty ideas and say, we gotta do more work with it. You can't leave the deep secrets of Torah as a secret society. It can't be a couple of mikubalim sitting in a cave somewhere. We need this in order to create to create a lively Yiddishkeit, to bring us to the light of Mashiach. Inyan zeh, heisir es ha'agbalos. This Inyan removed all of the boundaries, right? All of the limitations, all of the things that hold us back. Again, on the most practical level, the question of Ayaka is, why are you convincing yourself that you can't do X, Y, or Z in Avodas Hashem? There are people who think there's a certain taiva that I have. I'll never overcome this taiva. Learning Gemara, not my thing. I can't break through that. The Alter Rebbe said, Ayaka, you can ask the question over and over again. Are you sure? You sure that's all you can do? Maybe you actually can break through. It removed those boundaries. When he broke through, when he was given Rishus to bring the deepest secrets of the Torah down to this world. It's not any different than every neshama that comes to this world. That's a shaila on every neshama. How did your neshama end up here? From Tachas Kisei HaKavod, what's it doing here? It's a shaila. And the answer is, Ayaka, it's here on a mission. It has a purposeful mission. And it has to keep pushing the boundaries of its mission, to keep trying to do more. Kevin Shalo Osim Zos Lavad, Ela B'Shlichuso Shal Makom, Uvekocho Shal Zeh Shemachris Ayaka. How do you break those boundaries? Because you realize that I work for Hashem. And Shlucho Shal Adam Kamoso. If you work for the creator of the world, then just like Hashem has all the power in the world, you, Kiviyachal, have all the power in the world. You also, you're B'Tzelem Elokim. That's all we know about Adam Rishon. We don't know anything else about him. But we know he had tremendous power. We know that Hashem was angry at the Meraglim because they said, we're just a bunch of grasshoppers. That Hashem said, I can't, no, that's not true. You're a shliach. A shliach has the authority and the power of the one who sends him. So when Hashem says Ayeka to us, again, that creates that possibility that we can become a vehicle for the essence of Hashem, for the neshama in this world. Turn to the last page. Shehu nimna ha-nimnos v'nosei ha-fachim. Right? It allows for what? It allows for impossibilities. It allows for opposites to exist. Again, the victory of Yotes Kislev is the victory of opposites. How could it be that the loftiest Torah is the Torah that's most relevant to all Jews? That's what Hasidus did. Do you realize that each of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's tried to spread Hasidus further? The Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, made a push to teach Hasidus to women. The seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe made a push to teach Hasidus to children. Each of the tzaddikim was trying to say, no, it goes farther. Right? Proactively trying to spread it into more light. Right? Of course, this is why, you know, Yotes Kislev is the Yom Tov that leads us into Hanukkah. Right? This is the Hachana, Yotes Kislev, for those who, again, want to believe in this day in a real way. This is the day that paves the way for that increasing light of Hanukkah. That the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov should overflow. Sheyafutzu mayinosecha chutza. Yeah? I'll tell you one remez. Because we still got a couple more minutes to make it to Mincha. We're almost done with the piece. But I'll tell you one remez. What happens if you take the ma'ayan? You know the famous letter of the Baal Shem Tov to his brother-in-law? Where he says that on Rosh Hashanah he had this experience and he went up to the heavens and he met Mashiach and he said, Eima Sai Asimar, when will the Master be coming? And he said, when you're teaching spread in the world, right? And which is a play on the pasuk in Mishlei in the fifth parak. So what happens when the ma'ayan goes hachutza? Take the word ma'ayan and make it hachutza. I want to show you the relationship between Yotes Kislev and Chanukah. How would you spread the wellsprings further outwards? Now you can do miloy, you can open up the letters, it's one way. Okay, that's one way. Yeah, it's Milo. You could open the letters, spell out the letters.
What are we trying to do?
We're trying to take the Ma'ayan of the Baal Shem Tov. We're trying to bring it Hachutza. We're trying to bring it further outward. So one way, obviously, is you could do Milo. You could spell out the letters. That's how you like unpack it. You open it up. What else can you do? How else can you move the Ma'ayan Hachutza?
The letters next to it.
Okay, move the letters next to it. Right, let's push it further. Let's push the Ma'ayan a step further. Okay? So let's push the Ma'ayan a step further. So what's the letter comes after Mem?
None.
What letter comes after Ayin?
Hey,
what letter comes after Yud? Chav. What letter comes after Nun? Sam.
It was in there somewhere.
What do you see? What happens when the Mayan goes outward? Again, I told you, we're talking about the relationship between Yotes Kislev as an expansion of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's light in the world the day that the Alter Rebbe was given permission from Shemayim to spread the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov further. But the light of Chanukah is also the light of Mashiach. It's the light of the Baal Shem Tov. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is very, very, very much connected to Torah's Baal Shem Tov. Even though obviously Chanukah came beforehand, right? It's not a gematria.
What's the
Nes Pach. You have the letters Nes and the letters Pach. Right? The Nes of the Pach Shemen. In other words, the Mayan, the overflowing of the Mayan of the Baal Shem Tov and the ability for that magical flask to continue to burn for 8 nights, again, 8 being Lamal Menetev, 8 being infinity, 8 being forever, right? It's one and the same Inyan. And the connection to this story of Ayaka is that what? Is that you have to see yourself as having infinite kochos. That's what, again, for the Alter Rebbe, using his kochos meant to what? To not die because he had wanted to return to Shemayim, to keep himself in this world, to keep spreading chassidus. For us, using you might think it takes infinite kochos for you to get to davening on time. It takes infinite kochos to say no to your yitzhara, to a taiva. It seems it's impossible. It would be miraculous for me to do such a thing. But that's ayaka. That's the call of ayaka, right? To be able to, again, to engage, to be nosei hafachim, to be able to grapple with opposites. How could the loftiest Torah be brought down to the lowest place? That's the question on every, says the Lubavitcher, that's the question on every Jewish soul. How did your soul come from Tachas Kisei HaKavod to Washington Heights, New York? Not to say that Washington Heights is the lowest place in the world, but for argument's sake, that's where we are right now. Close, yeah. Right? How is that possible? You have to be comfortable with that paradox. Right? How could it be the Hasidus took the deepest secrets of Torah and made them accessible to the average person, not to the tzaddikim, not to the big tamichim, to regular people? And to make a mission out of that, you can understand the Shemayim, why there was tremendous opposition to this idea. But the Alter Rebbe fought for it. The Baal Shem Tov fought for it. The Magid of Mezrich fought for it. Today is the Yartzeit of the Magid of Mezrich. Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha. Va'oz mamshichim gam sosim da'araisa shia begiloi. So this was a day where the boundaries, so to speak, were broken. Ve'inyin zeh ma'orer u'megale es ha'sosim shem neshama. And the same way we broke through the boundaries of what type of Torah can be taught to what type of people, so too, it's a day where what? Where a Jew answers the question of Ayeka. When you think I'm limited in my ability to do for Hashem, Ayeka, where are you? What do you mean, where am I? Hashem, I already come to Shir. I thought about going to secular college. I chose to go to YU. I have to answer Ayeka again? Yeah. Ask yourself again. How are you doing? Are you taking Shir seriously? Do you learn night Seder? Do you make sure to daven 3 times a day? Do you make brachos before you eat? How's your kavanah? How's your shmiras Sinayim? You have to ask yourself, ayaka, 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 where are you? And all of these things. You're asking me to constantly stretch the boundaries. Right, that's what Yotes Kislev is. It's about breaking through those borders. It's breaking through those limitations that are self-imposed. Kefish kashura ad sosim de kuchabichu. Until you attach yourself to the hidden dimension of a Kaddish Baruch. Okay? And then it ends, it says, and then the Rebbe told everyone to sing Tzama Lecha Nafshi. And they sang it for a long time, probably. So let me just end with one story, and then Avi, I'll take your comment. Because in that piece I was mentioning a moment ago, in the Rebbe's shliach to Antwerp, so he tells a gewaldic story. He says that the Lubavitcher Rebbe's shliach to Australia, in Melbourne, Rav Yitzchak David Groner, passed away about 12 years ago. So he said that one time he came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said to him, "You're going back to Australia now, yep." Yeah? So the Rebbe said to him, "What do you plan to do on your trip back to Australia?" He was traveling by boat. "What's your mission for the trip?" "I don't know. Get back to Australia. That's where I can continue my..." He's tremendously successful in building Yiddishkeit in Australia. The Rebbe's shliach to Melbourne, to Australia. So the Rebbe said, "What's your mission? What's your mission for the boat ride? What are you going to do on the boat?" "I don't know. What should I do on the boat?" So listen to what the Rebbe said to him. Ready for this? Listen to this. "Kishaata chozer ba'onia derech kol ha'okainus ad Australia." When you're traveling across the ocean, on your way back to Australia, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do on the boat. "Kach bevakosha es kol ha'machshavos shelcha." Take all of your thoughts. "Al kach sha'ata lo yachol." I want you to gather up all of your insecurities. want you to gather up all of the thoughts you ever had about what you think you can or can't do. Right? Yeah, you know, okay, maybe in Australia I'll be able to do this, but I can't do that. Right? Or on your personal life. Maybe in your avodas Hashem you think you can do this, but you can't do that. I want you to gather up all of your lo yachols, all of your I'm not able, I'm not able, I'm not able. I want you to gather them all up. All your lo mesugals, right? I'm not cut out for this. All your lo matzliachs, all the things that you think you're not successful in. As kol machshavos, I want all those thoughts. I want you to take all those thoughts. Shemachnisos l'cha atzvas ve'i hatzlacha, which bring you to sadness and a sense of being a failure. And I guess, you know, the shliach at the time, he was still a relatively young man. He's going to Australia to try to build institutions, to build shuls, to build educational systems, to build communities. Very overwhelming. Right? And I'm sure he came to the Rebbe to talk to him about some of his insecurities. The Rebbe said, I'll tell you, this is your mission for the whole boat ride back. Take all of your lo yachols, all your lo mesugals, all your lo matzliachs. I want you to take all of them. Ta'atofo son besakit. I want you to gather them all up, wrap them all up in a bag. Uzrok osa l'okeanos. And I want you to throw them into the ocean. That's what I want you to do. The whole way back to Australia. I want you just to keep digging deeper to find all of your insecurities and just throw them overboard. Wrap them up in a bag and throw them off the boat. So when you get back to Australia, you'll realize you're created B'Tselem Elokim. You'll answer that call of Ayeka and you'll be able to do amazing things for Kadosh Baruch. A double shliach, right? Shliach of the Rebbe and a shliach of Hashem. It's pretty good. Had a lot of kochos. The Rebbe himself had a lot of kochos. Zosa avoda shalchal nesiyazo. That's your mission on the ride. So, Chava, that's the Yutes Kislev. It's not just a day to ask yourself, you know, does the Torah's Baal Shem Tov speak to me? You know, my Chassidish, my Neil Chassid, right? According to Avi's definition, according to someone else's definition, some magazine's definition, whatever. The day of Yutes Kislev, again, the way Chabad learns it is the day that what? The day that the Alter Rebbe said, enough with the boundaries and borders of Torah. I'm breaking through all those boundaries. I'm taking the loftiest Torah and I'm bringing it all the way down. Dior v'tachtonim. That's what Hashem wants more than anything else. To overcome that opposition. And then to do that on a personal level. And that's why, like the Baal Shem Tov is saying, that's why this conversation of Ayeka had to take place, Dafka, in the context of the Yutas Kislev story. Because the same way Yutas Kislev breaks through the boundaries, right, the Alter Rebbe himself had to break through his own expectation, which was to die from the spiritual ecstasy of being thrown into jail on behalf of the Baal Shem Tov. And this warden had to make a cheshbon and nefesh. This is what you want to spend your life doing, locking up rabbis for the crime of teaching Torah. Where's your, you know all of Tanakh, that's great. But where's your personal ayeka? Did you answer the call? What are you doing with your life? What's your tachlis? Yeah, it was Jewish.
He was a Rashi.
Yeah, he must have been Jewish. Must have been a Jew. It strayed from religious practices.
Probably converted.
And then for us to say what are my self-imposed limitations, right? In terms of learning, in terms of what is Hashem, in terms of getting to know the depth of my soul, and to breaking through those borders, to bring the atzmus, the essence of Hashem, into my life. Okay, so I want to wish everyone a good yantiv. We should be blessed with a year of the light of Chassidus should illuminate your lives, and we should be zocha as a shir to continue to learn Chassidus together, whether it's Chabad, whether it's Breslov, whether it's whatever. Should be zocha. Okay. Shkreich. Thanks for a very exciting day. Shkreich.